Now let's make the most classical California roll. So it's also an inside out roll, okay? And we, you know, it's something that we really need to show. So we're gonna open back up our mat. We're gonna take another piece of nori paper, and it's just like we did the spicy tuna. We're gonna cut this, same size. Rough side up, remember rough side up for this. Get our hands wet. We're going to grab about a baseball size of rice. And I'll try to do a little less rice on this one. But you know, you want, if you're making some sort of display, you know, you're cooking for a party or something like that, you have friends and family coming over, try to make all the sushi the same size around, okay? Otherwise, it's going to kind of look a little funny on the page, you know, on the plate itself. So just bring that all the way out. Remember, all the way out to the edges. You want to basically overlap a little bit. Make sure it's real even. All right, looks good. Let's get it flipped over, just like so. Then I have my crab salad over here. So this has a little bit of that spicy mayonnaise and some of the flying fish roe in there. And this is the lump crab, which this is my favorite way of doing it. King crab would work, snow crab would work. But there again, if you want to use the imitation crab, that works great too. So some of that in there. Then we're going to add some carrots. Okay. We're going to add some asparagus with the tips hanging out the side. Okay, maybe one more piece down the center. A little bit of cucumber. Okay, now here we go. Remember, you kind of got to work fast with these. So bring it all in. Remember the wave. Up and over the top. Straight down. Pull it in, squeeze it tight. So you really want your filling right in the center of the cylinder. And then we're gonna finish rolling that up. Now, you can see no seams or anything like that. I'm gonna set that there. I'm gonna remove my mat and get rid of my bowl of water for a second. Then what we're gonna do is I can take this and I can temper or batter it and I can deep fry it. We could have deep fried some of the shrimp with tempura and put that down the center. But really, people love avocado. That's what makes this a California roll. So I'm gonna lay avocado across the top. So I'm gonna take my avocado here, take my sushi knife, I'm gonna go into the seed, spin it around the seed, open it up, then take a nice big spoon. I'm gonna come in and scoop this out, setting it on the cutting board. Then I'm going to slice off either end, like so. And then I'm gonna take it and slice really thin as I can. Notice I'm straight up and down and I'm just like drawing lines through it. Then I'm gonna flatten it out and I'm gonna fan it like so. See, I'm not the very best at this. Remember, I need the whole length as best I can. And I'm gonna pick it up with my knife and I'm gonna move it to the sushi roll. Sliding it off as I go. A little bit more tedious on this one. Okay, once I get it to this point and I'm satisfied with it, all I need to do now is, once again, take my sushi mat, lay it over the top, and pack it down onto there, sealing that avocado to the rice. Okay, and there it is.